I think that with my experience for the last 42 years of managing people, I think that's the first and foremost thing that I think that I would do differently. I have tried to surround myself with people who were smart and wise and had good character, men and women of honesty and integrity, so that I would never have to worry about somebody doing something for personal gain or something that's corrupt or even criminal. And I've been fortunate that that I've been able to do that. That's what I would take to the St. Louis County Executive's Office. People who view public service in this way, that we serve the public, not the other way around. So that would be the first thing I think I would do differently, is try to surround myself with people, men and women of good character. I would, of course, on the budget, I would demand accountability and identify and eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse of our tax dollars. I think in any bureaucracy, a government bureaucracy, whether it's federal, state, county, school district, there are places where savings can be made through efficiencies, through reduction of workforce and requiring people to do a little bit more, looking for efficiencies through IT services. There are ways to do it. We have, in the state budget, we have looked through the Medicaid budget, which is $9 billion, and we have come up year after year with hundreds of millions of dollars of savings that was not being spent properly. And I think that's what I would do with the county budget, is look through it very thoroughly and eliminate it, identify places where I think we can save a lot of money. As you pointed out, the county budget is proposed and presented by the county executive, and I think the county council can just vote it up or down. It's not like in the legislature where the governor makes a proposal on his budget and the legislature actually comes up with its own budget.
Which has always surprised me, like the amount of power the county executive has over the budget. And I know that there have been amendments at times to certain things, but the council has very little power to change the budget. Do you think that's a good thing, or do you think that it's good that the county executive has that much influence and power over crafting the budget?
Well, it's the way it is. I certainly think it's a good way, the way the state works, with the governor and the legislature being on equal footing. So because it gives both sides – it's a balance of power, and it's the separation of powers between the branches that I think has worked well in our federal government – and certainly in state government too. In the county, it's different. And I think that obviously the executive has a lot of power. I would try to do this. I've always felt that by working together with people in my agencies and departments that I was running, getting the ideas of the people who were working for me and with me, that we always came up with a better product. And that's what I'm going to try to do in the county. Even though I have the ultimate authority and the power over the budget, I'm going to be talking certainly to the department heads, as well as the county council members, to try to come to some consensus on where we think the county needs to go.